you're talking about an actor who has been acting his whole career, his whole life, but really the career-changing moment for him didn't come until he was in his 40s. It was an off-Broadway show called Blasted, and I didn't get a chance to see it until I auditioned him for the first film that he acted in for me, which was 12:30, and I had to play catch-up, basically 10 to 20 years of catch-up to see exactly what this strange and compelling chameleon of an actor who is, I'm not a big fan of method actors, and Reed is so far removed from that kind of rigidity. He's the kind of actor who can turn it on a dime. It doesn't matter whether it's a comedic beat or whether it's the essence of inhuman behavior, which is what that play that I referenced was. He is capable of generating torrents of legitimacy and plausibility and excitement and bonhomie. And I think that the characters I've asked him to play in my film have embraced each and all of those characteristics. I know that, and he challenges me, because I want to keep going back to his well, it's healthy for me, because he challenges me to continue to try to create something he didn't play in the previous film. And that's what I mean when I say that he's a chameleon. We have a mutual trust for each other, a mutual respect for each other, a shorthand on set. A lot of my direction of actors is done once the casting process is concluded. I know who's going to play the role, and we meet as often as possible informally before we start to shoot, so we can discuss the character, the script, the other characters, the backstory, and the future story of the characters. And Reed is so giving in that process, and he's so intuitive and contributes so much that it's a little slice of heaven. And he also has a family who's full of talent. His wife is a regular on Orange is the New Black right now. His teenage daughter just starred in her first independent film. And he's got a son. I'm sure if he wanted to be an actor, he'd be successful.